The U.S. economy is still slowing down. The government released figures this morning showing that the economy grew by just 0.7% during the last 3 months of 2002. That was a sharp decline from the preceding 3 months. The government also said consumer spending fell during the fourth quarter. NPR's Jim Zaroli joins me now. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning.
Does this mean that measures taken to stimulate the economy are not working?
Well, they're not working so far. As you say, growth was 0.7%. That was somewhat less than a lot of economists had expected. We're not in negative territory. Some people have been concerned that after we got out of the recession of 2001, that we might be heading back into another recession, a so-called double-dip recession. That isn't happening yet. But this does suggest there has been a big slowdown. The rebound that we've been waiting for isn't happening yet. The last quarter of 2002 was the worst since the third quarter of 2001, which, as you know, was the time when the economy was suffering from the impact of the terrorist attacks. We already know unemployment it remains about 6%. Payroll growth has been very weak. There was a report that came out this morning that said that unemployment claims rose for the second straight time this week. So all of this suggests that we have an economy that is growing, albeit at an uneven, weak rate, but it is growing. And this is certainly likely to be a big political issue for the president and for Congress.
Did the Commerce Department say what has caused the economy to slow so much?
Yeah, the interesting thing was that there was a big drop in consumer spending. Consumer spending is often said to represent 2/3 of economic growth, and over the past few years, consumer spending has really been holding up the economy. But in the last quarter of the year, consumer spending slowed to just 1%. That was compared to 4% in the quarter before that. There's been a big drop in durable goods orders, spending on things like appliances. It fell 7.3%. Some parts of the economy, like especially housing, continue to do well. But overall, the numbers suggest that consumers might be starting to pull back a little. We already know that consumer confidence is down. If this continues, it's going to be a big problem. One thing that economists would agree upon is that the uncertain political situation in Iraq and North Korea, the threat of war, is having a lot of impact on consumers. It's already hurting oil prices in the stock market, and now it looks like it's making consumers more nervous about what they do with their money.
Was there any encouraging news in today's report?
There was a little. The government said that business investment rose $3.3 billion. Capital spending has been the real weak spot in the economy for a long time. Companies have been pulling back for 8 straight quarters, but in the last quarter of the year, business investment rose. Companies are putting money into things like computers and equipment. Also, business inventories are now rising more slowly than they were. And once companies sell off their inventories, they have to begin to produce again, and that means they'll need to hire workers, and that will certainly be a stimulus to the economy. But at this point, any optimism that can be generated about business investment has to be offset by this decline in consumer spending.
NPR's Jim Zaroli in New York.